We're going to talk to the owner and general manager who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning, man.
Congratulations morning. On a big win.
How y'all know? Isn't it exciting?
It is.
It's
exciting.
So very exciting. I apologize. I'm a little hoarse. I've been yelling like a fool all night. Had about 20 whiskeys and 7 cigars.
Oh, man. It sounds like it.
Boy, I tell you, it's always fun to send Eli home with sad face, although he always has sad face, but I mean even sadder face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was pretty sad.
After that game was over, I went down there and I autographed Eli's locker room door for him. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Went down there and put my X right there.
That's what you do, an X?
Of course, I never learned how to, you know, write proper, so I just have to sign everything with an X.
That's not true.
Well, that first half was a little bit ugly.
Mm-hmm.
A little ugly.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants were having their way with us like Bill Cosby with a candy dish of roofies.
Okay. Wow. All right.
But that first half defense, do you think that looked good, our first half defense?
No, not really. Mm-mm.
I didn't either. I thought it had that colostomy wheelchair stink of Monty Kiffin all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
But fortunately, our defense unsucked in the second half to allow us to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so proud of this team. I can't believe it. What are we? We're 16-3.
Eight and three.
That's right. That's right. And that Odell Beckham, what the hell was that all about?
What do you mean? He's a good player.
Why isn't he playing for us? I want him playing for us.
You got Dez. You got plenty of good offensive players.
Well, but Dez don't make catches like that Odell Beckham did when he did that one-handed catch for a touchdown.
Yeah, we saw it.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Tell you what, when he did that, I messed myself. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Steven had to use a whole box of wipes to clean me up.
Oh, gosh.
That's part of Steven's duties. Yes, keep me clean down there. It's part of his job as a cowboy. President of wet wipes or whatever the job distinction I've given him.
Didn't think you were quite to that stage, but okay.
Oh, I've been to that stage since about when I was 47 or so. But I'm sure as hell glad that Johnny didn't talk me into taking Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, first Johnny is Johnny Walker Blue. Because I almost did it. Our offensive line sure did a good job looking out for old Tony Romo.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they were watching over him like Obama protecting a truck full of illegal Mexicans.
My gosh.
I mean, really looking after him. And Tony did a good job. Let's congratulate him on managing the game there at the end. And by managing the game, I, of course, may not deliver in one of his patented soul-crushing interceptions. Love it that he's moved away from that.
Yeah, yeah, this year may be different for you, Jerry.
Best $100 million I've ever spent. Well, maybe second best. The $100 million I spent in hush money over the past 3 decades been pretty good investment.
Been that much?
That'd be number one.
And we didn't activate Josh Brent for yesterday's game. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
Oh, we noticed. Mm-hmm. Thank God you didn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were going to, but we couldn't seem to figure out how to get socks over his Homeland Security GPS ankle tracker or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing that anymore.
And Dez had a great game. Credit where credit's due. He gets better and better.
Yep.
I'm a little bit worried it's going to cost me a lot of money to re-sign him next year.
Yeah, it is. Might.
And I would never wish for this publicly. But it would take another mama slapping incident or running with some mall cops to get that price back on down there.
You are saying that publicly right now.
The bottom line is we won the game. Mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mm-mm.
But if there was a but, I'd like it to be the one I saw on Beyonce last night. Lordy, she got a mud maker on her.
Hey, don't
Jerry.
Call it that. Come on.
got a bud maker on her that sends my yeller water maker pointing to the Lord.
Okay, that's just way too graphic. Really disturbing.
We're on air now.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I didn't know that, but I like them big old butts.
Do you?
I do. I do. And after Gene shot out Jerry Jr., her butt got about X handle wide.
All right.
Okay.
Listen. You loved it, but listen, you don't talk about your wife like that.
Listen, I like a little junk in the trunk, and there's nothing wrong with saying.
I guess not, no.
And I was jumping up and down hollering after we won. Maybe not as much as Jerry Jr.
Yeah, we saw him up there jumping up and down.
Yeah, well, he wasn't jumping up and down because we won.
What was he jumping up and down about?
He was jumping up and down because One Direction got best gay boy band at a day's pace last night.
It wasn't a gay boy band.
Whatever it is they won, I don't know.
Artist of the Year or something like that.
Hell, I'm still about half buzz and my shirt's half off. I can't seem to button it. Good morning.
All right, see ya. There goes Jerry. It is 8:40.